Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. Today, I want to talk a little bit about decisions we make. And this is really comes down to the small decisions. I had read somewhere, or maybe somebody said this to me, I had it jotted down in my notebook. The little decisions that we make every day become our life, which reminds me of something else I've probably talked about before, the John Lennon quote, "Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans," right? This is basically all ties into the same idea that every time we do something, it rolls forward and it builds up on itself. And this is both a powerful thing. Well, it's always a powerful thing. It's a powerful positive thing, and it can also be a powerful negative thing. If we decide that we're going to get up every morning and go for a walk around the block or a half an hour walk or a mile walk, depending on your physical condition and what you can handle because you haven't been getting exercise and you want to get out, that will change your life. If you decide you're not going to do that, that will also change your life potentially. And that's a small thing. That has nothing to do with what we're going to roll into, which is your overall life and career. The thing is, every day that we are doing something that we don't want to do or isn't our destiny to do, isn't what we're placed here on this world to do, we are losing one day of doing the thing that we are supposed to do. So when you say, I want to become an artist, I want to show my work, I want to make more portraits, and then a day comes that you have some time and you don't pick up your camera, you don't set up a photo shoot, you don't edit your images, you are making the decision to not do the thing that you in the end want to do. Maybe with the idea of, oh, I'm tired, I'll have more time next week. You will never have more time. The thing is that we will always use up all the time we have. I've said this before. My friend Marty used to say, the busier you are, the more stuff you can do. Because the idea is that you're just going, right? Somebody who's busy is in that mindset that they're, you know, moving and busy is sometimes a loaded word. So we'll just say busy, but somebody who's doing a lot of stuff. If I get up in the morning and I immediately start doing stuff, I will continue to do stuff. It's momentum. It gets you rolling. If I get up in the morning and I sit around and I don't do anything, or I'm upset about my work, or I don't love what I'm doing, and I just kind of go, oh, this is terrible, and I sit around the water cooler, people sit around the water cooler and complain about the job. Complaining about your job isn't going to get you a better job, right? Either doing better at what you're doing to get promoted, I guess, could, or finding something different would, or starting a new career, going to school, pursuing something you love. I made a video a while back, I think during the 2020 lockdown here, where I talked about that now was the best time to start a business because a lot of people weren't able to go to their jobs. But clearly, if you were watching a YouTube video and you were watching my channel, which means you probably are into photography or something, you have access to the internet. You have the tools to create. There's all kinds of things you could do. And yeah, there's going to be clickbait videos that are going to tell you, make up $2 million a day selling thumbtacks on Etsy or whatever. Maybe, you know, but the thing is, those things do exist, right? And if you love something, if you love reading, you can read books and write a blog that reviews books and put an Amazon affiliate link on there, right? If you love photography, you can make videos about how to be a better photographer and put advertising on there, or again, affiliate links. By the way, follow my affiliate link below. And you can do all these little things. There's tons of little businesses that you can do. You can get on Fiverr as a freelancer and do editing for somebody if you love doing Photoshop. I get 20 emails a day from people that want to edit my photos. I don't know if I should be insulted by that. But anyways, the reality is that, yes, there's a lot of competition. Yes, people are doing it, but you can do stuff. You can get it going. And the thing is, yes, and believe me, I've had this problem. When you have a job and you're making plenty of money and you're happy, you have a new car, let's say that's, or a house, you have a family's being supported, you go on vacations, it's hard for you to go, all right, now I'm going to invest let's say a quarter of one full day, one full day of the weekend that I have off to do something where I'm going to make what is a fraction of what I'd make in, you know, a day at my other jobs. I'm basically working for a tiny fee when you look at what I'm actually going to make on this Etsy shop or this YouTube channel. But that's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is if you love making the thing, not the thumbtacks, but you love making the art that you're selling on Etsy, or you love doing the YouTube channel, or you love taking the pictures of the sports league or doing the graphic design or writing the music or whatever it is that you're doing as your, I guess what people love to call the side hustle, that is valuable to you. It moves you in the right direction. I remember years and years ago, I won't name any companies, but I had taken up a short-term position at a company. And because they were like, we want a photographer to basically help people. So I was like, well, I'm a photographer and I have time, so I'll do it. And so I took this job. And when I got there, it wasn't what I expected. Basically, they kind of tried to get me on the money a little bit. And also they ended up being like sell. And I wasn't hired to be a salesperson. Like I was supposed to be an advisor, blah, blah. But anyways, this is not Adorama, by the way. And I remember when I left the job, I remember I went to the human resources. I was like, look, I've been here 3 months. That's how you know it's not Adorama, because I worked there for multiple years. And this is not what I expected. I'm going to go. And the HR person had the cojones, I think it's cojones, and still be work friendly, to say to me, but what are you going to do? This is a good job. And I looked him right in the eye and I said, I'm a photographer. And the funny thing is, I don't know if I was just extra determined or if I was just lucky, but for like the next 6 months, my photography business did like triple the amount it had been doing before that. I think what happened was it took those 3 months of somebody basically trying to tell me I couldn't be a photographer by telling me to do the sale, to make me realize I am a photographer. And when I went back to it full steam and I wasn't floating anymore, it made me better and more successful, both monetarily and just I produced awesome work that I really loved. So I guess the story there is every decision, the decision to go to this place, because like, why did I make a decision to take this part-time position to advise people when I'm a photographer? Clearly my head wasn't in the photography anymore and I was like drifting. So that decision to drift then put me 3 months of, I'm not saying misery, I mean, it was fine. There was nice people and stuff. It put me 3 months into a weird spot, but the bad decision to go there was followed up by a good decision, also probably a harder decision to leave because, you know, even though I said they did kind of get me on the money a little bit, it was still paying really well. And when I left, I was even more successful. So decision, 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 each of them makes a difference. Everything you do, every time you decide to pick up your camera or pick up your pen, if you're a writer, do people write with pens anymore? Anything you do like that is a choice, and all those choices do add up. You can't make a ton of bad choices, then make one good choice and think that you're suddenly going to be successful. It takes time. We're going to talk more about that next week, actually. So I'll leave you for now by saying that check the description below. You can find links to my Discord server. You can find links to reach out to me if you want to send me an email or send me a voice message, and a link to my Patreon down there. Oh, and also my Amazon affiliate link. So go check that out so I can make a lot of money. I'll talk to you soon.